Newfoundland and Labrador's artist Judd Haynes received an early Christmas gift in the form of a contract with a national shipping giant, Purolator. He and 12 other emerging Canadian artists have been commissioned to create a festive, location-specific design for many, many Purolator shipping packages. I caught up with Haynes to chat about the project.
The box that I went for is I kind of wanted to make it look almost like a gift wrapping, you know, like wrapping paper for the holidays. And so as opposed to doing one large illustration, mine is made up of a whole bunch of little small illustrations. There's probably almost 30 there. And so I've got everything from, you know, sleds and skates to mummers and the, Cabot Tower with the star that lights up for the holidays and, you know, all sorts of different little references from scattered around all over the province that represent Newfoundland but also represent just winter and kind of the fun times that we all have here.
Totally true. Yeah, I noticed the snowmobile that you included in your design. But, I mean, was it difficult to whittle down the miniature illustrations that you included?
It was, for sure. I could have easily, I think I got about 30, but I could have easily put 300 on there. And some of them are really kind of whimsical and don't say a whole lot. And then other little pieces, you know, are very distinct and mean something specific to a certain region. Or even some of them have like kind of, I'm trying to like hit two with one and, things like that. But yeah, it was really hard to whittle down. And I just wanted to have a bit of fun with it too. Like I wanted to have like some real kind of mile markers that people will resonate with. But I also, like, I put a shovel on it and I made the shovel huge. Like someone actually commented yesterday. They were like, I love how much prominence you gave the shovel. And I'm like, well, after last winter, how could I not?
You're in prestigious company. I mean, it's only 13 artists right across the country who've been chosen to do this. How does it feel to be highlighted and singled out like this?
I love it. Of course, I love it. I was, I actually asked them how they found me, and because I was very curious because a couple of people were asking me, and I was like, I actually don't know how they found me. And it is really great. Some of the artists that are involved were artists that I already was following and was very familiar with, so I'm very honored to be named with them and kind of in the same club. But then it was also very cool going and kind of researching everybody else, you know, because when they first got us involved, they actually got all of us on one big Zoom call. So they had all 13 artists plus the organizers all on one big Zoom call, and we all got to meet each other and that was pretty fun.
So Purolator estimates that they're going to move some 46 million packages this year. How do you feel about getting that kind of exposure for your work?
It's kind of fun. I mean, it's interesting with me because I've done, I designed Chris Hadfield's record that ended up, you know, the one he recorded up in space, and I do all Blue Rodeo's album designs. And, like, for me, it's kind of like I feel like I've done lots of work that is out there, and whether people realize I had anything to do with it or not, it's like it's in people's homes. It's part of, you know, their community. Nothing I've made is kind of, you know, going to be potentially traveling the way these are going to be traveling, you know, and it's kind of cool that it's a little taste of Newfoundland that's going to be going all over, and I'm very excited about it.
Has this pandemic affected the work that you do?
It has for me in a really huge way because almost all the work I did was music industry related. I mean, the pandemic effectively just shut the music industry down, like more so than almost any other industry besides probably like tourism and hospitality. It's like the music industry just basically turned the lights off overnight. And the trickle down effect for all the folks like myself who kind of like cater to that industry, like I had no work at all for months. For me, it's kind of like I had nothing going on for a long time. And so then when opportunities like this started coming my way, it was kind of very exciting. But it's also different. Like I've never done something like this. Like I've never worked for Purolator before. And so this year I've taken on a lot of different kinds of projects and kind of had to like expand on what I do. But that's been really fun and exciting too. I mean, I started a skateboard company this year, and so now I'm designing my own skateboards and have all sorts of cool stuff happening with that too. So it's been a very fun but also strange and new year in every way.
And so how welcome was this little project for you in terms of that?
Oh, I was totally pumped. The minute I got, they contacted me by email and I responded so fast because I was just like, yeah, I'm in.